This is Kirstie Cole reading for Luisa Rodriguez. I came from a family who placed high value on education, but it did not know how to help me do well in school, nor did they know or understand what was available to help me. Nonetheless, they encouraged me as best they could. In fact, I did fairly well. Not all Latinas have the same experiences. I met two professors who worked with me to learn of the various areas I could consider for study. Because over the years, I acquired a great many interests, so finding a field of study was not an easy task. One professor made an appointment with me to discuss these various interests. She suggested a degree in English literature because many of my interests would be discussed during the study of literature. I took her advice. The campus was small, and I came to know many of the professors very well, and they came to know me and my strengths and weaknesses. Eventually, I completed my bachelor's degree in English literature and later a master's degree in composition studies. From there, I took teaching positions as an adjunct instructor at various community colleges. I thought that earning a doctorate would put an end to my freeway flyer status, so I applied to several universities and was accepted at the institution where I would eventually earn my doctorate. As I progressed through my doctoral studies, I found my route through academia, specifically the field of rhetoric and composition, took a very snake-like road. In fact, many of the important contributions to the growth of the field of rhetoric and composition had long taken place when I finally entered. As I met many of the great contributors to the field, I was unaware of the time, study, and work that they had given to the rise in the field. Yet my naivete did not stop me from hoping to join their ranks. I now understand that time was not on my side to do the kind of and quality work required of those who are well-known figures and contributors to our field. My story should underscore the reasons for my claims and current status in the field. Over the years, I have been particularly tough on myself because I did not accomplish or make it in the sense that tradition expects doctoral students to make it. I have worked, it is true, but I have yet to attain tenure anywhere. I have written articles and chapters about something I love, and that takes in many of my favorite areas of study, language. But the outer trimmings to go with a doctorate, I have not attained. During the process of working on my dissertation and taking classes, I met many people who encouraged and supported my efforts. I cannot stress strongly enough how thoughtful many of these people were. Unfortunately, I am not a person who fits any mold easily. Moreover, just as my parents did not have a clue as to how to help me when I was younger, many of my friends and professors did not understand how best to help me learn what I should expect when going for a tenure-track position. Despite the fact that my children were now grown and on their own, I still maintained a close connection to them. Often this connection was a distraction. But I could not follow the advice given to me by colleagues that I just ignore issues that arose from these familial connections. Still, I persevered and eventually earned the doctorate. I went to places far from family and friends but did not make it in the sense of earning tenure. My children are proud of my achievements and me. They each have a copy of my master's thesis and my dissertation. I have presented at the CES several times at the meeting of the Modern Language Association. The Latino Caucus has provided me with opportunity to mentor others. Still, doubts of making it exist in my mind. So I asked a longtime friend and long-distance mentor to help me as I ponder the concept of making it. Victor Villanueva Jr. was the first Latino to have prominent speaking roles at the national conferences. He has written extensively, mentored others, and worked with other aspiring people with PhDs. In fact, he was the first Latino person who inspired me to continue. I felt so isolated during the process of earning the doctorate and later at various places where I worked that he and members of the Latino Caucus were people to whom I could turn. The only drawback for me was time and geographic distances between us. I asked Professor Villanueva about his thoughts on making it, and I indicated I was still ambivalent about whether or not I had achieved anything in the field of rhetoric and composition. Professor Villanueva put things in perspective for me. Speaking about himself, he said, quote, "Oh, I see. In rhetoric and composition, there was only Ralph Cintron and Juan Guerra, both about 5 or so years behind me. When I came in, the Latinas were Chris and Roseanne, but neither one was really in rhetoric and composition. I was it, I'm afraid, end quote. Because I am a woman and have so many traditional roles women hold, I asked Dr. Villanueva whether or not there were costs in life when one strove to make it in the world of academia, and if he thought it was worth all the work. His reply indicated that he did not feel there were losses connected to making it in the field of rhetoric and composition, but that, quote, we risk buying into something we should be critical of, end quote. He further said making it fell into the traditional or conventional. For him, these things were the usual recognition, promotions, salary raises, and, quote, something else, dignity, end quote. Villanueva admits that we can obtain dignity without having attained all the other traditional trappings of success. But for Villanueva, the more important thing was that he did not have to become somebody he is not to make it. In other words, quote, it's cool to make all the conventional white guy notions of having made it without having to bleach myself. All that said, there's the personal idea of having made it. Me? I think I became well known by telling white folks things that folks of color already know. Because I was the first, I got to tell them really obvious stuff, obvious to us, which they found new, end quote. Dr. Villanueva's statement here justifies my feelings of being retaught what I already knew to be true when reading Said, Spivak, Kenneth Burke, and others. More importantly, it pointed out something that has always been difficult for me to see, that I would have had to change so much to make it in the academy. My discussions with Dr. Villanueva show me that even he has had moments of self-reflection where he has experienced self-doubts. He uses the traditional model. Our discussions also point out something that has always been difficult for me to see, that there were places in the academy where there were biases against me. The reasons for my seeming myopia stems from an inability to understand hidden agenda. Villanueva says, quote, as for you, you did all you did in a strange place with lousy conditions, which include racism and sexism, and I didn't have to put up with gender stuff. You are a PhD. You made it. Now I reflect on all the things Dr. Villanueva and I discussed and the choices I made that were outside of academia. I've made it not because my good friend and fellow Puerto Rican tells me I have. I've made a success of my career choice both in and out of it because I had more things to manage and I had to do it on my own. Perhaps a person with a different psychological profile would have made a greater success of my life. However, I did the best with the situations I encountered and the skills I had. More importantly, I see a different place for myself, even if it's not within the traditional Ivy Halls of college or university.